Gosh, you really made an amazing one this time. Dinner was absolutely amazing. And I couldn't have asked for better when it comes to you. Because you're honestly such a good cook, and I am full to the brim. With food, you pervert. Jeez. Anyway. Thank you again, baby. Maybe I can help you clean the dishes this time? Come on. You didn't let me help last time. And I felt so bad not getting to help you. I literally cried when I got home. I was so upset I couldn't help you. Yay. I'm so happy to help you. After all, you did prepare a wonderful dinner. It's only right I aid in cleaning. All right. Let me gather all the dishes here. This isn't a problem, I promise. Oh, darling. Thank you, but you really didn't have to. I enjoy cleaning for you. Jeez. How can there be such stains on the plates already? We just finished eating not that long ago. That's fine. I'll be done in a bit. Then I can go home. And we can pretty much call and talk all night, my love. Staying. Well, it wasn't too far off from my mind. But aren't we out of... Well, yeah. I don't want to risk it though, my love. We aren't even living together yet. So, I should probably get ready to go home now. Wait. Are you saying you would have already pounced on me? Even without... Jeez. You are such a pervert. That's your fault. Whatever. You know, everyone will be worried about me. My mother, my sister... If I stay up all... No, I can't stay here. If I stay, the neighbors might think. Of course I love you. So, what if they think that? You know I'm a woman who only has her pride. And of course I love you. And would do anything for you. But we aren't even married. What if they start thinking... Fine. I love you. And it doesn't matter what they think. I love you more than anyone else in this entire world. And you know that more than anyone else. Well, I know you believe me now. So, why don't you come over here in my arms and kiss me? Then I will stay for just a bit longer. Okay? There you go. You are so cute when you actually listen, silly. Now, come on, let's go. We're gonna sit on the couch. I'm getting tired of standing. You already know how lazy I am, despite being a lady. You're so soft. I love cuddling with you. So, what are we gonna watch? I'm down for really anything tonight, you know? I love watching virtually anything with you because, in my opinion, you're really just the best person I watch movies with. I wouldn't watch, movies with anyone else. You know this. I love you more than anything else in the world. Huddle closer. Jeez, you're so stubborn. There, how's that? Better? I sure hope so. You're needy, aren't you? It's alright, though. It's one of my many reasons I love you all the more. There you go. I knew it only took you a little bit to come around, and now you're so sweet and kind. So what do you want to watch, baby? We can watch anything you want, darling. No? That sounds good. I really like this show. Is that why you chose it? Because you know it's one of my favorites. Oh, you're too sweet, honestly. Come here. I can stay until this episode is over, but that's it, darling. I can't stay longer than that, love. We spoke about that, remember? Silly. You know I can't stay. Come on. Don't do that to me. You know I can't resist your kisses. It's cold outside, but I have to beat that storm. What if I don't beat the storm? Oh my. I didn't think about it like that, but what if I do? I guess either way, I waited a while to go back home. And it's a 40-minute drive. I suppose I could stay right here with you. No, it's not that I don't like you. I'm just worried about what everyone might think. My love. You know what? Didn't I say it doesn't matter what they say? I forgot my own words for a second. I will stay here with you all night, okay? I'm glad that makes you happy. I love you so much, my darling. Now let's relax and enjoy the show.